to guide them. It's the Hard Line. Today at 3 after Bad Radio on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
It's been in your Palm Pilot, and it is hit. Gay Not Gay for you on a Tuesday. Well, I've got a few real good ones. Let me start with this. Dear Gay Not Gay, my best friend turned 28 last weekend. This is from Michael.
Say no more.
Uh-oh. Done.
For the birthday party, his wife wanted to do a murder mystery party.
Wow.
Done.
To which another buddy of mine had agreed to.
We're just running up the score now, aren't we?
So everything was fine during the beginning part of the planning stages until we had to make a run during lunch one day to Party City. There we collected items such as wigs, fake mustaches, over-the-top
wow.
hats, fake jewelry.
Party City. I mean, we're...
Do you need to continue?
Is it gay when two dudes are planning to dress up party for another dude, then they go to Party City together to get supplies?
You can take your first string out. You won the game. It's only halftime. You're up 77.
He's the Denver of Gay Not Gay.
What if your wife said to you, Bob, my sweetest Bob, oh boy do I love you, Bob, and I love you so much that I want to, you can mark it all. It's not funny when I say things. I want to do a murder mystery party for you, Bob. I'll invite your friends and...
Yeah, that's really funny.
Would that ever happen?
No, of course not.
Would you just totally reject that
you
out the half
You would so agree to it, Bob.
Oh, my gosh. Are you? Do you know me?
I do, yes.
Then
he
you know
agree to
then
it.
He knows this is ridiculous. I won't even take,
Donovan,
I won't even take a Christmas
Donovan,
photo with my wife.
A Christmas what?
Photo.
I thought, yes, you do. You guys send
not
them out in cards.
With the kids, not with her.
Oh, well, of course not. How gay is that? That's a dating thing. When you're dating, hey, let's get a picture of Santa. Then you know what happens? You get in her pants later. That's the point. You do things in order to score. They might be deemed gay. Then once you get married, well, now legally you can score. Why do you need to go take the picture of Santa with her?
But you still do it anyway, so you can score again.
No, you don't.
Dear Gay Not Gay.
Because I got this piece of paper that says legally.
Oh, yeah, that
I'm
works.
Allowed in there.
That works.
And then I got my lawyer who walks in the room.
He said, yeah, that's it right there.
Unzip.
This is from Drew. This is from Drew. Me and a bunch of guys from work play hockey on Friday nights in a beer league. As you know with your son, Bob, hockey is not the cheapest of sports to play. All right, well, my son's hockey career is not that expensive yet, but thank you. Anyway, it costs his team 10 grand a season just to get
Whoa.
Drunk and pretend we actually don't embarrass the game of hockey.
Really?
A friend of the team recently approached us and told us he could get us sponsored and have everything paid for, including rink fees, ice time, uniforms, the whole bit. The kicker is our sponsor would be a gay bar. Gay or, not, gay or not gay.
Not gay at all. Go for it.
Yeah, money.
Yes,
I mean, it's monetary, right?
You're not going to
That's
the...
commerce.
You don't go and, you know,
do you
don't
think
have to participate.
Do you think your opponent would use that against you?
Who cares?
Point?
Let them.
Okay. Just throwing that out there.
A lot of money. Do they affect the color scheme or anything?
Like what, Dan?
Just use your imagination, what they might choose.
They?
A little rainbow jersey, perhaps.
All right.
Hey, go for it.
I like rainbows.
Dear Gay Not Gay, my boss took me for lunch at Papado's last Friday. I was nervous not knowing if he wanted to fire me or give me a raise. As we approached the front door, I was stumped. The door was an oversized revolving door. Being that I grew up in a small town, this was something I had seen but never come face to face with. Do I go in the same time as my boss or wait for the next one? I jumped in with him and entered the restaurant, all while thinking, man, I wonder if this looks gay.
That'll
or
get you
if it's
fired.
Common
right there.
To share the space in a revolving door. Gay, not gay.
If you're on this line where you're not sure if you're going to get fired or be given a raise, then I think I wouldn't do that.
But it's an oversized one. You might not have to touch.
Like a big hotel one or whatever.
Yeah, right, right. So do you just jump in if you're talking?
And then I guess you don't want to seem like phobic or something if you don't jump in.
I'll just wait
waiting.
For the next one. You have to wait, you know.
Like that big. The one at DFW when you're going to the baggage claim? Right. That's a pretty big one.
Which I always make sure I jump into yours just to make you a little tense.
Don't you jump in the other one and then stop it? While that guy's stuck in there?
Point away.
It's me. Point at yourself. Me. It's me.
Look what I did. Dear Gay Not Gay, while in college, my roommate and myself shared his laptop computer for things like research papers, Facebooking, and making fun of Bob's blog.
Porn.
After graduation, we both took jobs in Dallas, but decided to live separately, however, just a few miles away. With my newfound $28,000 a year wealth, I decided it was time for me to purchase a computer. After doing so, I asked my former roommate if I could borrow his for the weekend to get my saved schoolwork, music, pictures off of his, blah, blah, blah.
You all right?
I'm
a little gassy, aren't you?
All right, in the course of going through the hard drive, I ran into a folder called Resumes and Work Docs. Upon opening this file, however, I came across a small cache of what can be best described as adult entertainment. I chuckled a bit at my roommate's...
The mislabeled folder.
Damn. Resumes. No one's going in that.
Totally mislabel it. I am,
Telephone bill.
I am well-versed. You have to mislabel it as something that whoever boring you don't stuff. Want to see it...
Boring stuff you won't care about.
Like the least...
Is that how you label the folder? That's an automatic open right there, man.
Like, you already know what to delete if I die, right?
Yeah, I do.
What did I label mine?
Fantasy hockey.
That's right. Go in my fantasy hockey folder. Where's the last place my wife would ever look?
But I might just go straight hockey. You say fantasy hockey, and even that might set off an alarm.
Well, but I have a fantasy baseball and a fantasy football and a fantasy... Well,
she may want to continue those leagues in your name to keep your memory going.
He would have wanted me to keep his hockey team going.
And then, whoa, shock of her life.
She's going to come around the Generals.
Anyway, this guy, he decided to open one and see what he had, you know, saved. Not bad, I remember thinking. Oh, wow. Actually, this is pretty good. 15 minutes later, I'm on my balcony with a cigarette.
Oh, no.
And a horrible realization dawned on me. I just watched my roommate's porn. This was his hand-picked self-love remedy.
Yeah.
What if his favorite part was my favorite part? Did I just electronically violate the 2 balls, 4 walls edict without even realizing it? Or is this a nice porn exemption?
Now for the expert, here's Dan.
I didn't know that such an exemption existed.
Yes, Dan.
You didn't know that? Well, of course you didn't. You want another guy in your fantasy.
There was a giant...
2 balls, 4 walls is the...
I don't have that fantasy. Quit labeling
me. Yes, you
do. Like that.
You've
said
it on the air before that one of your fantasies to have another guy in your deal.
Oh, there he goes. He's just going to throw that out there.
He did say it.
I said that those films exist. I didn't say that was my fantasy. I said
you
those videos exist.
You said every guy's fantasy.
And it's not mine.
That's a gross mischaracterization.
Yeah, with Grooves. You find it? All right.
My fantasy.
We don't have to find the audio.
No,
just stop
no.
arguing, Tom. You said it.
All right, one last one here.
No, I didn't.
One last one.
See, he has to get the last word in.
You're a butt face.
Boy. All right.
He's exhausting.
This whole thing is. The Gay Not Gay I have here, which I just momentarily misplaced in all the excitement. Okay, here it is. I work for a nationwide retail company, and a few times a year I get a 40% employee discount on anything we sell. My brother is a recent college grad and will be visiting me during the discount period and wants to get some clothes on the cheap. Is it gay or not gay to make clothes shopping plans with another dude, even if it's your brother, and there's a big discount? A little shopping trip amongst brothers. Big company discount. I thought this was okay. But you got to be brothers.
Blood brothers, right?
I can't call Dan and say...
Not BFFs?
I got this great deal. I want you to go with me and we'll buy some slacks.
Yeah, I don't like the brother exemption, though.
Oh, really?
I'm going to rule gay to plan a shopping outing. If it just happens organically...
Well, Donovan, you have the important Supreme Court deciding vote in this one.
If it's your blood brother...
He says not gay for
anything. Yeah, good point.
It's all right.
Expo?
And I do not.
Donovan. It was obviously a Donovan imitation.
Sounded just like
him. All right, up next. Some very compelling cowboy conversation as we look back at the draft and look ahead on the ticket.
Yeah, that's gay. KTCK Dallas-Fort Worth. KTDK Sanger. KK.